Philemon and an old woman named Baucis. And to the gods' amazement, these two, this is myth, okay? These two people fell all over themselves being hospitable. They invited them in. They gave them the last flour they had in bread. They gave them the last little piece of cheese that they had, even though it was moldy. They took the last wine that they had been saving for years to use on some special occasion. It tasted like vinegar, but they gave it anyway. Then they spent an hour running around after a goose, the one goose that they owned, because they wanted to cook the goose for the gods. And the gods just laughed and laughed, watching these old people catching. But they were so moved that they said to each other, well, let's tell them what we're going to do. Does it sound like Sodom and Gomorrah? I think that's what's being remembered here, by the way, because the myth is about from the same time period. And I think this is the way that, anyway, it doesn't matter. They said, we'll tell you what we're going to do. Because your neighbors were so unfriendly, we're going to destroy them all, but we're going to spare you anything you want. So the old man and the old woman looked at each other and they said to the gods, you know, we've been married more than 50 years. The worst thing that could happen to us is that one of us would die before the other. We couldn't imagine living without the other. So could you please make sure that we die together? So the god said, sure. And we'll tell you what, look on that hill over there, and all of a sudden there appeared a big, beautiful marble temple, and the god said, you may live in there for the rest of your lives. You will live many healthy years, and then you will die together. One day, as Baucis and Philemon stood at sunset, looking with love into one another's eyes, Philemon noticed that Baucis' hair was turning into leaves. And Baucis noted that Philemon's arms were getting bark on them. And after several hours, they had turned into a linden tree. So as you walk, you run into that myth of the linden tree and Baucis and Philemon. And then you come to this. Now, the first time I saw it, I knew immediately what it was. If you've ever been in the Middle East, it's a tell. That's a hill, obviously. But in that hill are several cities in layers, like a layer cake. They built one. It got destroyed by an army or an earthquake. It laid there for a few hundred years, maybe. And somebody came along and built another one right on top of the old one. And they kept doing this until they had that artificial hill. Now, that city is almost certainly the city of Lystra. They found this stone in that wheat field you see in the foreground there about 10, 20 years ago. I don't remember exactly when. And on it, it's a mile marker, on it is carved the word Lystra, because that, according to this stone, was the name of the place you're arriving. It must have been a city of about 3,000 people. So Paul walked at least 50 miles one way to a city of 3,000 when there was a city of 750,000, not an awful lot farther than that, the other way. Well, it would have been 150, so it is quite a bit farther, but at least he could have gone. He came here. They walked up to the city. The Bible tells us the people there didn't even speak a lot of them Paul's language. At least they talked in a different language. They came walking up to the city gate, and seated by the city gate somewhere, again, I don't know, this touches me so deeply when I see it, because it's just, it's farm country. It's like the middle of Iowa. I mean, there's just nothing there. What is Paul doing out here in the middle of nowhere? He's supposed to be starting churches, right? He came up to the gate and there was a lame man. Now, I don't know if Paul found somebody who spoke Greek, so he wanted to talk to him, or he was asking directions, but Paul looked at him and the Bible says Paul could see that the man wanted to be healed. So Paul said, get up, walk. And the man stood up right here somewhere. The gate is probably on this side, although it hasn't been excavated, so no one knows for sure. And he began to jump around, apparently. Well, when the people saw it, they freaked out. The gods have come back in human form. The gods have come back in human form. They're here again, they began to shout. They didn't forget the linden tree. Let's not make that mistake again. And so the priest of Zeus runs down the hill and brings a bull. They thought Paul was Zeus and Barnabas was Hermes. And they began to sacrifice to them. And Paul, this Jew, can you imagine a Jew in the rabbinic tradition, who don't even won't